This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Award-winning guitarist Eric Harper has plans for 2013, and you could be a part of those plans. Eric says he'd love to do a house concert tour, but he's in need of house concert hosts, people who are willing to host a concert in their living room for the sake of loving and having live music in their home. Eric wants to start the tour in January 2013, but the planning has to start now. Eric is also about to follow up on his 2011 self-titled album with a new collection of instrumental tunes that should arrive in time for the holidays this year. Today, we take some time to catch up with Nanaimo-based guitar master Eric Harper. He joins us in the studio with one of his guitars and some music from his new album.
Welcome back to People First Radio, Eric.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
John Lucas in The Strait wrote the following about your self-titled album last year. Two things are immediately obvious from a listen to Eric Harper's self-titled album. The first is that he is one hell of a guitarist. And the second is that he is a painfully earnest songwriter. Tell us about your experiences writing music, the concept of writing songs.
You know, that's a really good question. And I think that question will perhaps continue throughout the centuries for all songwriters and musicians. The approach to songwriting, the so-called calling to creation, I would call it, is something that you can't ignore. I think a friend put it to me best once when he said, "I don't really have a choice in the matter," and referring to him being a musician. It's one of those things that simply calls you from nowhere. It doesn't ask permission. It comes unbidden, completely without any warning, and it says, "You need to write something now." Where in those moments when I'm having a very intimate conversation with my loving wife, I have to stop what I'm doing, grab my guitar, and write something. And so that's sort of the experience that it's always been. It'll come at 3 o'clock in the morning. It'll come when I'm out walking down the street and I don't have any sort of instrument to write it down, and I'm going to have to just swing it over and over again. And interestingly enough, when you are in the creative mode, it actually goes into short-term memory. And if you don't put it down right there, you will lose it. So I found many wonderful ideas just completely vanished because I didn't have anything with me. Thank God for the cellular age we live in. I can just sing the idea into my cell phone and then later take the guitar and string it to life.
What about writing the music and then writing the lyrics, or writing the lyrics and then writing the music?
I am definitely a music first, lyrics second type of guy. However, interestingly enough, I find that if somebody comes to me with a poem or some words and they want me to put music to it, I find that approach a lot easier. It just so happens that I'm a more of a musician, so to speak. Music comes first, I would have to say. I was surrounded by a concert pianist who was my mother, and my brother is a sound engineer. So we're always around instrumental music all our lives. So words weren't something that was kind of a part of our tradition. So I find that part of the music is really difficult and very challenging for me to sit down and sort of bring out to life.
You've said that you recall waking up in the morning and hearing your mother practicing at the piano, but of course not singing words out, actually playing, I guess, classical pieces.
Yeah, my mother was a concert pianist. She was one of these child prodigies who was raised on piano and performs all over the world. And so we didn't have the traditional living room that had your couch and your television, so to speak. We had mom's mini grand, her forte piano, and her harpsichord. So we had the joy of waking up and listening to her practicing Chopin or Bach or any of those other classics.
The song Rain stands out for a number of reasons, including the lyrics, and I'm going to quote just a few lines of those lyrics. I see my own family, 6 billion, maybe more, drowning in the sea, and all their dreams float past me. Eric, tell us about Rain, what you're saying with the song.
My brother and I wrote those lyrics together back in the day, and when we were writing the lyrics, we were just reflecting on all the suffering that humanity is going through. 6 billion, maybe more, simply as a reflection of humanity. And when I call them my family, I really do truly believe that humanity is my family. And just reflecting, at the time Hurricane Katrina had happened down in New Orleans, and everybody was greatly affected by that situation. And so that was sort of seeing the dreams float past me. We were watching the news and seeing all the bodies floating down the flooded streets. And that was such a powerful image and very painful. So that's sort of related to how the lyrics came about.
Would you be willing to play a portion of that song for us?
Absolutely. Yeah. It goes a little something like this. Storm around me, the howling of the wind screams in my ears, the flood of bitter reasons was not enough to bring back my family, and it all rains down on me like a million tears from the sea. I don't know where I was on that day, 'cause it was raining down on me. I see my own family, 6 billion, maybe more, drowning in the sea. All the dreams float past me, like the words of love that all went unsaid, and it all rains down on me as the ocean empties the sea. I don't know where you were on that day, I just recall you told me one thing. Scream, baby, that's all right with me. You wanna cry, you wanna scream, baby, that's all right by me.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca.
Eric Harper is also about to follow up on his 2011 self-titled album with a new collection of instrumental tunes that should arrive in time for the holidays this year. He's also planning to start a house concert in 2013, but he's in need of a house concert hosts, people who are willing to host a concert in their living room for the sake of loving and having live music in their home. Eric Harper is a master of the guitar who has performed extensively throughout the U.S., Canada, Portugal, Spain, China, Switzerland, and Spain, France, and Israel. Eric Harper is in the studio with us today.
Eric, you told me, well, we were talking about your new album. It's instrumental. You hope to have it finished in time for the holidays, meaning late 2012 or early 2013. Tell us about that album.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I just kept getting so many requests from my fans that they wanted something instrumental. Anytime anybody sees me live, I always have a number of instrumental songs. But I never really had any instrumental recordings for them to listen to, except maybe the occasional one or two songs on an album. And so many requests kept mounting up, and I couldn't really ignore it. So I decided to sit down and sort of review, what do I have? And ironically, I actually noticed that I had enough in my repertoire of recordings to put together an instrumental album. So I'm just wrapping up that and the artwork, and maybe putting on a few more extra tunes for everybody's listening delight, so to speak. And hopefully I'll hope to be finished either by the Christmas season or just early 2013.
And you want to pursue a house concert tour in 2013.
Yeah.
Do you have a couple of top two or top three tips for people that might be interested in hosting a house concert in their own home?
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, if anybody's ever interested in hosting a house concert, it's really simple. All you do is lovingly open up your living room, invite all your friends to come. Usually most living rooms can fit anywhere from 30 to 50 people. We've even had it as intimate as a 15-seater in somebody's really tiny little apartment living room, and it works great. And the beauty of a house concert is, for those who really love music, it's an intimate evening. You get to have live music, and all your friends get to come and enjoy a wonderful evening. On a side note, those who are concerned with snacks and appetizers, that's purely optional. One of my favorite house concerts down in Victoria actually says BYOB, bring your own beer or drink, so to speak. So just a little FYI on that.
You've also been taking care of your baby boy over the last year, and he must be just over a year old now. What has he been teaching you, and what impact is he going to have on your music, do you suppose?
That's a really good question. You know what? The biggest lesson I've learned so far is that children are the best arena for learning unconditional love. Now, let me explain. I realize that marriage is actually conditional love. Now, don't get me wrong, guys. Here's what I mean. It's totally conditional on me as a husband continuing to be a good guy and my wife continuing to be a good woman. We have to work on it. It's hard work. You have to work on it every day. However, your children, here's what's going to happen for those of you who don't have kids yet and are contemplating having them. First, they're going to take your sleep. Then they're going to take your money. Then they're going to take your sanity. And they're going to continue to take it all and take it all and take it all. They're going to wake you up every hour on the hour crying for milk, for changing their diaper. They've pooped. They've done something just crazy. They're going to drive you absolutely nuts. And here's the thing. Here's the kicker. No matter what they do to piss you off, you absolutely love them. What better arena for learning unconditional love than that?
You sent me two songs from your new album, which will be coming out shortly, and we'll play them in their entirety during the break after our interview. One is called Romanza. It's a vigorous flamenco song. The other is called Lagrima.
Lagrima.
Lagrima, which is much more reflective. Would you play a bit of each of those for us and maybe give us a sense of, I guess, your own interest in vigorous music and reflective music?
Absolutely. Yeah, let me play them.
thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. We've run out of time, and we'll have to pick up this conversation again in a few months, hopefully.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Eric Harper is a Vancouver Island-based guitar virtuoso with an international perspective and impact. Watch for his new instrumental album, and you can find him online at ericharper.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.